The Office of Representative Ruiz says the federal government is one of the largest landowners near the lake. This is one of the reasons why the act aims to hold Washington accountable to its commitment to the health of the region. Air pollution and exposure to toxic chemicals from agriculture runoff and military testing have increasingly become an issue as the Salton Sea rapidly shrinks due to climate change and regional water flow modifications. The act would coordinate efforts to address these concerns among the federal, state, and local levels. Measures to control dust, create habitats for local bird species, and funding for a public health study are included. The bill comes after a September congressional hearing, which was the first on the lake in 23 years. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.